The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Be proactive in managing bladder, bowel problems, nurses advise. Bladder and bowel problems, which affect more than half of multiple sclerosis patients, should be assessed and monitored regularly to better adapt treatment plans and ultimately improve patients' quality of life. That is among recommendations of Jane Young and Joan Bradley, two nurses with experience in MS care and working at NHS Foundation Trust hospitals in the UK. Young is a nurse consultant of the Bladder and Bowel Service at Central and Northwest London NHS Foundation Trust, while Bradley is the lead nurse for MS and rehabilitation at Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. Their study, Bladder and Bowel Management in Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the British Journal of Neuroscience Nursing. Bowel and bladder dysfunction due to neurologic damage are a common issue in people living with MS, a neurodegenerative disorder associated with abnormal immune responses in the central nervous system. Bladder problems, including urge and stress incontinence and failure to empty the bladder, are estimated to affect 49-92% of people living with MS. Bowel dysfunction has been reported in 39-73% of MS patients and can manifest as fecal incontinence, slow intestinal transit, and chronic constipation. From a patient's perspective, the psychological and physical distress they experience with bladder and bowel dysfunction are immense, often posing difficulties with travel and social life because of the necessity to identify accessible toilets, the nurses wrote. Management of these problems may include pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions, and treatment cost also is significant. Notably, a previous study showed that nearly one in every five MS patients are admitted to the hospital due to bladder or bowel issues. Despite the importance of addressing these issues, health professionals may delay doing so, owing to a lack of time, confidence, or competence, the researchers wrote. Moreover, delays in patients' disclosure also may occur, as bladder and bowel problems often are sensitive topics. Healthcare professionals should not assume that MS patients will mention these symptoms, particularly bowel dysfunction, voluntarily, and should ask about their routine bowel and bladder function early on. This type of disclosure is more likely to happen with a clinician with whom patients are more comfortable with, and the nurses strongly recommend sensitivity when inquiring about bowel function and including questions regarding any flag symptoms. These include rectal bleeding, blood in stools, abdominal pain, not responding to treatment, change in bowel habit, weight loss, and iron deficiency anemia. The healthcare professionals also noted the importance of monitoring bowel routine, time spent on the toilet, where a mean of 30 minutes is not uncommon, stool consistency and frequency of defecation. Digital rectal examination should be a routine procedure, and female patients also should undergo vaginal examination to exclude rectocele. Rectocele is a bulging of the front of the wall of the rectum into the back wall of the vagina. Notably, treatment of constipation and/or fecal incontinence requires persistence, titration, and engagement, the researchers wrote, adding that there is no quick fix or magic pill. Dietary or lifestyle changes, such as increasing fiber consumption or cutting caffeine or alcohol, may help, as well as laxative and constipating agents. For those with evacuation difficulties due to rectocele or other muscle problems in that area, rectal interventions, such as suppository or irrigation, should be considered, the nurses noted. notably transanal irrigation, or TAI, a procedure that helps empty the lower bowel by stimulating bowel movements through the introduction of a high volume of water, previously was shown to be effective at managing bowel problems, including MS patients. TAI may be administered by the patient or their caregivers, relatives, or community nursing teams, and can reduce the impact of constipation, the risk of fecal incontinence, and defecation time, subsequently improving patients' quality of life. The nurses wrote, quote, "Supporting patients with challenging and complex needs requires strong working relationships between specialist services, such as between MS and bladder and bowel teams in the community. It is essential that the approach to bladder and bowel management in patients with MS be proactive rather than reactive, and that nurses ensure that patients are regularly reviewed and care plans are adjusted accordingly, which can, in time, improve that patient's long-term quality of life," the nurses concluded.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings, Overcoming My Fear of Concerts, with a little help from the Rolling Stones. As the music started, the crowd stood and cheered. I followed suit, well, almost. I stood with more intention than balance, and as I did, I veered toward the person seated in the next row. Hello, secondary progressive MS. 2 years ago, I went to see Paul McCartney at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. I enjoyed the show and the shared moments with my husband, but I grieved afterward. Getting to and from our seats had shaken me to my core. In the dark of night, I had to shuffle down the cement stairs that led to our seats. Without a railing, I squeezed my husband's hand. More than once, I asked to stop, and I considered leaving altogether. As I soldiered on, my head was spinning. At that moment, I resented everything. But beneath the anger, fear, and anxiety was a deep sense of loss. I left the stadium that night dejected, vowing never to attend another concert in my life. As a music lover, that decision leveled me. As a human being, I was just sad. In the past 2 years, I've passed up every opportunity to attend a concert. That night at Dodger Stadium had defined my fear more than my disease and increased disability level had. I would often replay that night in my head. And then the inequity of it all struck like a lightning bolt. I felt angry that I had experienced such fear. I knew I wasn't the only one who had to go through such a thing, and I certainly wouldn't be the last. So I refused to allow that night to define my ability to try. Multiple sclerosis has rendered me disabled, not dead. I quieted my fears and decided to change the narrative. I chose to attend another concert, the Rolling Stones. As I veered toward the seat in front of me, I caught my fall. I laughed at the close call. Sometimes laughter is required. The larger area between the seats was roomy. The new stadium came equipped with railings on all of the steps. The steps themselves were wide and shallow. I enjoyed the Rolling Stones, and I stayed present without worrying about how I would ascend a stairway without rails. I felt safe, and that perception was everything. As the band began to play, I looked around. My eyes caught the gaze of a woman in a wheelchair. We shared a smile before I witnessed her dance to I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I knew that one day that might be me. I smiled because I knew I would be here too.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.